You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union is promising a new bulk vaccine delivery from manufacturers. 420 million vaccine doses to be delivered to member states by July 15th. They'll arrive just 1 month after the EU delivers its much-talked-about vaccine passport. The new European Health Certificate for COVID-19 is due to be implemented by mid-June this year. Thierry Breton is the European Commissioner for Internal Markets.
We thought it was very important that as soon as we could be sure that each European who wished to be vaccinated would have equitable access to the vaccine. And that's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 months. Without discrimination at that point, it will be good that we could have a certificate to prove your condition.
Démontre votre état.
The certificate would contain the person's name, date of birth, vaccination status, and, if vaccinated, what vaccine was used. The commissioner says it would also include whether the person had been a carrier of COVID-19 and if they had antibodies or not. If there was no indication of vaccination on the form, they could be asked to get a test before travelling. The digital certificate will be a QR code with a smartphone and paper version also available if needed for travel. Commissioner Breton says the certificate would be optional and not a requirement. Europe is looking ahead to the upcoming mid-year summer season and Spain is already welcoming tourists ahead of Easter.
Oh, just vacation, because in France it's quite difficult. With the test, and yesterday is my birthday, so I want to do something new.
French citizens are allowed to go to Spain for a break from their own lockdown, but Madrid residents will not be allowed to leave the Madrid region over the next week.
When you're going, for example, from France to Spain, you do a PCR test, so actually it's easier to make sure that people who are travelling are safe and in good health.
Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama is hoping vaccination in his country speeds up before tourism restarts.
I very much believe that this tourist season will be very relaxed as we have attacked the chain of infections and we remain convinced that by next spring our whole population will be vaccinated. Our health minister has told me not to say this, but I believe we will do it earlier. We will surpass that time limit.
Albania acquired 192,000 doses of the Chinese Sinovac vaccine last week. Vaccination has been going slowly, with Albania receiving less than 100,000 Pfizer, AstraZeneca and Sputnik V doses. The country has inoculated 65,000 people so far. In neighbouring North Macedonia, the COVAX vaccine initiative has delivered its first batch of AstraZeneca vaccines to the country. 24,000 doses landed in the capital Skopje, with vaccinations beginning this Wednesday. North Macedonia has been struggling with vaccine supply, and Health Minister Venko Filipče says expectations with regards to delivery haven't been met. Katie Marie Burns, United States Ambassador to North Macedonia, says international solidarity will continue.
I'm so pleased that these vaccines, which were funded by your government and which represent doses of hope for your citizens, have arrived today through COVAX. No nation can act alone when it comes to global challenges. And we will face and get through this global challenge if we continue to stand together and work together as partners as we are here today. Thank you very much. Blagodaram.
Kosovo has also received its first shipment of COVAX-supplied vaccines. Meanwhile, in India, a fresh lockdown in the Maharashtra state region is hoping to curb a jump in COVID-19 cases. Mumbai, the financial capital of the area, reported the highest single-day jump since last March. Residents say they support the lockdown.
I think this is a very good decision taken by the government.
This is a very good decision taken by the government. I felt the government should take some steps, impose night curfews as coronavirus cases are surging. There are a lot of people in Mumbai and they come out at night to roam.
Still leading the world in the number of COVID-19-related deaths is the United States. Despite encouragement from the Biden administration, top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says any lifting of restrictions will result in more cases.
What we're likely seeing is because of things like spring break and pulling back on the mitigation methods that you've seen now, several states have done that. I believe it's premature because when I've said many times that when you're coming down from a big peak and you reach a point and start to plateau, once you stay at that plateau, you're really in danger of a surge coming up. And unfortunately, that's what we're starting to see.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.